You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, March the 12th. I got my man T-Will in the house. It's Tuesdays with T-Will. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Keith?
You well, you well?
Yeah, man. Looking forward to tonight. Sixers are in the third seed.
Yeah, they're the third seed. They play Cleveland. Cleveland's playing the second game of a back-to-back. They won't have Jimmy Butler, though. Jimmy Butler's going to miss his eighth game of the season. Right now, they're 4-3 without him. You know, Boban's coming back, so we want to talk about that in the first segment. Second segment, let's talk about, you know, the Sixers with their, you know, the next 15 games or the final 15 games. They have the fifth easiest schedule in the league, dude. Fifth easiest.
That's going to be crucial. That's going to help.
Yeah, it's going to help.
It's going to help the Sixers. The Sixers is going to need that.
Yeah, and then on the third segment, let's just, you know, do little tidbits, you know, talk about some things from last, you know, yesterday's game. I know, you know, a lot of people are excited about it. You said it was cool.
I wasn't really a fan of the other night, but, you know, we'll get into that later.
We'll get into it. But first things first, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, like, you know, me, you and I are in agreement with Jim when it comes to Jimmy. You know, Jimmy is doing enough. I mean, he's just doing what he's... I mean, he's like, okay, if Jimmy wants to be the ball hog, if he wants to do this and that... Then all of a sudden, they're saying Jimmy's selfish. He's not a team player.
Right.
It's a contract year. I know people get upset. And we talked about this. This isn't the first time we talked about this on the podcast, or I did. But it just seems like after each game, people get upset and saying, what the heck's going on? He's not worth a max. Yada, yada. You know what I mean? What's your thoughts on the guy?
Jimmy is catching a lot of heat because the Sixers fans are expecting the Jimmy Butler from Minnesota and Chicago. But you got to understand, Jimmy Butler's not going to mess up his opportunity at a max. So he's going to play the good soldier. Remember, all that stuff came out after the Portland game about Jimmy Butler and Brett Brown getting into it, where Brett Brown quieted that and said that was a non-issue. So ever since then, Jimmy Butler has come face and said, I'm doing what the team asked me to do. I'm playing in the system. Whatever their coaches need, I'm here. If they want me to take over in the fourth, I'll take over in the fourth. And the fans aren't used to seeing that. They're used to seeing Jimmy Butler dropping 20, 30, 40 points. So now everyone is saying, what's wrong with Jimmy Butler? Why isn't Jimmy Butler getting all the shots? You got to understand, the ball is getting moved around. We got Sixers have Tobias Harris now. The Sixers also have Joel Embiid, who's just coming back. So the ball is going to be spread out thin. Jimmy Butler won't have to play so hard like he had with the other two teams. You see what I'm saying? So Jimmy Butler right now is playing the good soldier for the Sixers. He's doing what he's asked to do. He's not ruffling the feathers. And this is what we're going to need. We're going to need his camaraderie going into the playoffs. So I just, like you and I agree, I think Jimmy Butler's just playing, he's just playing it right down the line to the end of the season. Then we'll see what happens.
But bigger than that, you know, Jimmy Butler was rubbing his foot at the end of the game. You know, he came out the final four. They put James Ennis in the game to close it out. Brett Brown was asked after the game, what's up with him? He said, I don't know. He's rubbing his foot. You know, we'll check out more. Now they're saying he's missing the game due to rest. The brother is tired. I give him that. But when you rubbing your foot at the end of the game and you got closing out with James Ennis, something's wrong with the foot. Now, it may be something that he can deal with. You know what I mean? Like, I'm assuming, let's keep it real, they practice. Either it happened in the game, it happened at practice.
Right.
He had to hurt his foot. But is that, do you think that, I mean, as, you know, you're a fan of the 76ers. You know what I mean? We got in that last time. I'm not a fan of the team. You're a fan of the team. As a fan, are you concerned?
No, that's not really a big concern to me because the Sixers still have Ben Simmons. You still have Joel Embiid. You still have Tobias Harris. So you still got three threats on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
My concern with the Sixers is the way or how they're going to gel with only a minimal amount of games left. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
I'm not really too concerned about with Jimmy Butler rubbing his foot, getting the rest day. Because let's be honest, through these, you said the Sixers got the fifth easiest schedule going down the stretch.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick is going to get some time off. He's 34 years old. You know, Jimmy Butler is going to get some time off. Embiid just said he's going to get some time off too. So where are they going to gel as this unit is my concern. Jimmy Butler's foot is definitely not my concern.
All right. Now, it's definitely not your concern. I think that, you know, when you look at Jimmy, Jimmy plays hard. He, you know, he does stuff. He's on the court a lot.
A lot.
And then you think about more. He's on the court more now than he was. Definitely. Minnesota, I know he played a lot of minutes. He played a lot of minutes in Chicago. But you look at him, he does so much. He's like the backup point guard. You know what I mean? He does all this other stuff. He's the guy who he has to be the glue guy in the starting lineup. Now, the one thing that I will say about Jimmy is that, you know, you look at this team, and it's for people who don't like his production. When he was with Chicago, when he first got to Chicago, he was the defensive stopper.
Right.
They had the squad.
Right.
Then after, when guys started leaving, it was Jimmy and the babies.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
Jimmy had to be that alpha dog, and everything had to run through him.
Right.
He goes to Minnesota, and these dudes, you know, they're nice guys, but they don't have that bank like he does. Now, I know Cat's a great dude. Wiggs, he just seems a little passive sometimes, the type of guy that you think, like, come on, bro, I want you to get nasty.
Where's that killer instinct?
Where's that killer instinct?
Yeah.
So it has to be Jimmy. Now he comes here, and it's a completely different situation.
Two alphas.
You got two alphas, and you got Embiid. You know, Embiid, like, when Embiid, like, yeah, I mean, 2 days ago was Embiid's first game. You knew, I knew, he was trying to get buckets. When they said you got to play between 4 to 5 minute spurts, and then you come out, he was like, huh? Like, y'all know this is my stuff.
He was gunning.
Yeah,
as soon as he got the ball, he was gunning.
Yeah, and Jimmy didn't get a shot into the second quarter. He got one shot in the second quarter, and that was it. He, like, you know, I mean, he made four foul shots, so you can say, like, okay, he made four foul shots, so he got fouled by attempting two, but it didn't count. But look, he only had one legitimate shot in the first half. So, you know what I mean? So, people, we can say this and we can say that. And again, hopefully it's the last time we got to talk about it.
I hope so.
But we won't. It won't be. But you won't really know what you have until the playoffs. Because look, Ersan and Marco last year, everybody was like, yo.
Down the stretch.
They the guys. And then when Boston came, they looked like two dudes. It was like, whoa, what's up? You know what I mean?
The struggle was real.
Yeah.
The struggle was real with Ersan and...
Marco
Bellinelli. I try to forget, man. That was terrible. So, you know, right now I think Elton Brand addressed that with Jimmy and Tobias.
Yeah, and but we'll see in the playoffs. That's when it counts.
Yes,
I mean, that's when it matters. I mean, you know, right now, and I think that Jimmy, you know, Jimmy is going to be a playoff type guy. Now, here's the thing about Jimmy. Like, we're going to look at it. This is going to be the eighth game that he missed. Right? The eighth game that he missed. The other games, you know, he missed two games with a groin sprain, two games with upper respiratory infection, one game with a sore right wrist, I guess that's the upper respiratory, they're saying, but then two games with a sprained right wrist. So, you know what I mean? It's like...
He's been banged up.
So I think that has a lot to do with maybe some people, his lack of production, people are saying, because here's a guy who is like not complaining, you know. Yes, does he want to get the ball in better situations? Of course he does. But at the same time, you know, he's gutting it out, And he's not great, but he's prideful. You're not going to say, hey, I'm hurt.
He's doing exactly what we started off in the segment with. Yeah. You know? He's following orders. He's doing what the team wants him to do.
Yeah.
And it's hard for the average fan to understand that or see that. So just wait till the playoffs come, and we're going to see what Jimmy Butler turns up or not.
All right. Now, we're talking about the playoffs, waiting for the playoffs.
No, the Sixers start, Keith.
I know, right?
Keith, don't start, man. Know, come right? on, man.
But look, so the Sixers, with 15 games left,
right?
They have the fifth easiest schedule, right?
Right.
So you look at the Pacers. The Pacers have the sixth toughest,
right?
And the Celtics have the 13th toughest,
right?
Dude, I can't see them losing the third seed.
Come on, man. Listen, the Sixers can't lose the third seed. It's imperative that they keep that third seed. It's important because you don't want to face Boston in the first round. You want to face Detroit. As it's lined up right now, you want to face Detroit. You know, you want to take out Detroit, get that mojo back, get that feeling back, and have home court for the second round. It's a must. And that's where Jimmy Butler's going to come in at. You know, Jimmy Butler's going to feel that he didn't feel in Minnesota because they got bounced in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Them guys didn't show up. Ben and Joe already battle-tested. Well, more Ben than Joe are battle-tested for the first round of the playoffs. So the Sixers is going to hang on to the third seed. Like I said last time, it wasn't a doubt in my mind that they were going to get the third seed. So I remember you questioning me about that. You said, well, the Pacers was hanging on without Victor Oladipo.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah. But the Sixers pulled it off, you know. So they're in the third seed. And tonight they got Cleveland, which I think is a trap game. So resting Jimmy Butler for this Cleveland game. The last time they played Cleveland at home, Cleveland gave him the business. So this is a different Cleveland team, though.
It's a different Sixers squad.
And it's a different Sixers squad, too. Right. So the Sixers should take care of business tonight and then look forward to the end of the week.
And, like, here's the thing, though. You know, I do want to talk about a little bit about this Cleveland squad. But, you know, when you factor in the Sixers possibly moving down or sliding, you know, moving down in the standings, they can't move up. I don't think they'll move up.
No, they can't catch Toronto or Milwaukee.
I think at this particular time that if they fell, I think that the team that would catch them would be Boston. I don't see Indiana catching them. And because here's my thing. When you look at Boston, Boston is gelling now.
So 3-0 on the West Coast. Yeah.
Now, Indiana, like we said, they got the sixth toughest schedule. Here go their toughest opponents. Here go their six toughest games. They got to play at Golden State. They have two games against Denver. They have two games against Boston. And they have a game against OKC, right?
Right.
Now, they got three easy games. They got the Knicks, the Hawks, and the Magic. But the Magic is in, like, a playoff race. So, that ain't really an easy
game.
An easy game. So, you know, so factor in. I think, like, if the Sixers would slide, they would slide and they would open up. It would probably be a 4-5 matchup against Indiana as opposed to Boston. Just because I think if anybody could catch them, it would be Boston.
But you don't want the Sixers' mentality right now is to protect home court. And tonight they have Cleveland. So they're going to focus on protecting home court and keeping pace with Indiana and Boston, trying to open a little space between them and Indiana. So the Sixers are going to concentrate on tonight, and going forward, Brett Brown's going to keep looking at Boston and seeing how they're doing, because Boston's schedule's not easy either going down the stretch. I think we talked about that as well. So the Sixers are going to have to make sure they handle their business. As long as they handle their business, then everything else is going to play out.
We're talking about tonight, but tonight could be a trap game?
I think so. If they come out flat like they did against the Pacers, then it's a definitely trap game because Cleveland has nothing to play for. It's a dog team. So you got to put these dog teams to sleep. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it against Chicago. They didn't do it. I don't care if you don't have Embiid or not. You should beat Chicago. And then you come home against on ABC against the Pacers, and the first three quarters, you did nothing. You did absolutely nothing. You didn't win that game. The Pacers gave you that game for all the missed shots they had in the third quarter and all the missed foul shots that they had. The Sixers had to scrap to win that game, and when they finally pulled away, the Pacers packed it in.
Dang, dude, did you have a bet on this game or something?
No, man, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating that the Sixers have all this talent. They have all this talent on this team, and they just can't seem to get it together. It doesn't make sense. We could pick up five guys on the court with talent and run the courts all day. These guys are professional athletes. They should know this already. It's frustrating watching the Sixers go through three quarters on a team they should beat without Victor Oladipo, and they sleepwalk and get down as much as 14 in the game. And then you got to play comeback. If it wasn't for Embiid, who knows what would have happened. The Sixers was one quarter away from being in the fifth seed.
Yeah, but in their defense, they did, like, make it. They did. I mean, I think they outscored them. Let me take that back. Indiana only scored 11 points in the third quarter.
Right, and the Sixers' defense turned around in the second half.
So they did, you know, I mean, they did have the lead. I mean, it was a, you know what, it is what it is. I know they're happy that they won that game. But, you know, your passion is real. Your passion is definitely real. But so I'm going to give you that. I thought maybe, you know, I had a wager on a game or something the way you was hyped up.
Man, come on, man. It's just nonsense, man.
I know. But so we'll see tonight. Now, you look at Cleveland.
Right.
So they start two point guards and two power forwards.
Right.
And then they got Seti Osman.
And so, wait a minute. And that's what the Sixers struggle with. And I know that's where you're going. The Sixers struggle with the small lineups, the two-guard lineups. And Osman killed them last game. I think that he had like 18, 20 points.
Yeah.
So this is exactly where I'm going back. The Sixers got to come out, be the number one team that they've been doing in scoring in the first quarter, and stop declining each quarter. They got to keep the foot down on the pedal and continue to put Cleveland away. If they put Cleveland away, Cleveland will fold. If you let them hang around and give them just an ounce of, oh, we think we can win, they're going to give you a tough game. And you don't need a tough game. You want to give these guys as much rest as possible going into the fourth, just like Indiana. And B sat most of the fourth. Jimmy was on the bench most of the fourth. So the only one that looks like he can run up and down the court and not break a sweat is Ben Simmons. You know, everyone, look at his conditioning. Ben's been logging over 35 minutes a game.
Yeah, you're right. But they need to, the guy who they need to focus on, you know, we're talking about guys getting 30 on them. I know you talk about Seti, but Kevin Love, that's the one.
Is Kevin Love even back yet?
He's playing.
He's playing?
Yeah, he's playing. You know, so that's the guy. I mean, he played 13 games this season. You know, he's averaging, 14 now. He's averaging 18.8 and 10 rebounds.
Yeah,
10
but...
Point. I mean, I'm just telling you, dude.
Kevin Love's a big man. The big man hasn't really killed us as much as the shifty guards. You know, the Sixers' problem in defense has been guarding those guards.
Here's the thing. I got what you're saying, but Blake dropped 50 on him. Giannis had 30, so now, again, we're talking about all-stars. But Kevin Love is an all-star type player, if healthy. When healthy. And the thing that separates him to me is his skill set. He can stretch the floor. That's the thing. You know what I mean? He's an unathletic Tobias. I mean, like, you know what I mean? He can do stuff like Tobias, but he's just not as athletic. You know, so... I mean, so that's my thing. Now, again,
Kevin Love could have been great. He could have been great. He had the ability to be great. When he was on Minnesota, that guy was a walking 30 and 15.
Yeah, but that was also a Jimmy-type situation, too. Like, yeah. Whereas, you know, you're playing with these dudes, and... Here I am. But, you know, he's key. All right, y'all. In the last segment, we just want to talk about... let my man T. Will just tell us a little bit about himself. Just like, you know, people follow you a lot. I know you're always on the radio. You know, you're on 97.5 a lot. You know what I mean? You're a lifelong Sixers fan. You also, you know, repping South Jersey. You know what I mean? Just tell people a little bit about yourself, man.
Man, listen, like you said, I'm a lifelong Sixers fan. Love my team. You know, as you stated, people know me off of the radio station, 97.5 Fanatic. Call up, try to give them a little insight, a little knowledge. There's not too much, man. I just work hard and love sports, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the blue-collar way in Philadelphia, man. We work hard and love our teams and love our sports. It's the passion that we give, as you said. So, you know, if you can't fake it, let's just put it like that. You can't fake it. We gonna know if you're a real fan or not. You know, so when you come talk to me or ask me a question, or, you know, you better come correct, because I'm gonna have something for you. You know, that's just me, man. So, you know, I love my team, man. I just want them to see them succeed. You know, you don't want to see your team have the opportunity to have success and don't take advantage of it. When you don't take advantage of the success, you're always going to be in that what if. The Sixers have the opportunity to get out of that what if and go to that next level. They have the talent on the team. You see it. I see it. Most of the fans see it. Sports Illustrated saw it because they wouldn't have been on the cover. So.
Yeah, I guess. But listen, listen. So I want to say,
man, listen,
no,
man.
No, I get it, but no, real. I'm about to ask you a real question.
It's real.
I want to ask you a real question, super fan. So the Sixers going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
No.
Okay. Why?
I don't see them getting out of the second round. And you ask me why? It's because of the lack of bench, the depth. We don't have enough on the bench. And we just can't. I don't see us matching up well against Milwaukee and Toronto in a 7-game series. And not even that. It's Boston. Boston owns us right now. Let's just be facts. You know, Al Horford is in. And B, you want to talk about real estate? Al Horford owns landscape in B's head. He don't own real estate. He owns NB, period. Okay? Al Horford is old. Like they say, old man Al. And Embiid just struggles with him. And until Embiid figures out Al Horford, the Sixers ain't going nowhere. Brad Stevens is telling Brett Brown, pay for that at the register. I'll be up there in a little bit. All right? Brad Stevens owns Brett Brown. Brett Brown is hard-headed. He will not change up his system. You got to adjust. You have to adjust. And that's the frustration that comes out of me. And I'm sure any other fan and people around watching the games. Brett Brown won't adjust. Why won't he adjust? You got to adjust to the situation. You can't just keep running your system, running the same plays. They're not working. You know, you got to play your matchups. You got to play, you got to play smart. These lazy turnovers in the end of the games, the not being focused, the missed foul shots, the poor rotations. When you have people like Mike Scott, James Ennis on the floor, and you got no Butler, no Tobias Harris, no Embiid, that hurts. Especially with Amir Johnson out there, too. That hurts, Keith. And I don't want to see that. With the talent we have, I don't want to see that. I want to see better rotations. I want to see the Sixers tighten up. If they tighten up on the crisp passes, all out of on the out inbounds and out-of-bounds plays, if they know their defense assignment, then it'd be a different story. How are you going to go through the playoffs last season and be favored in every game and lose 4-1?
Yeah, it was a tough one. Yeah, I got you. I understand. So now you're the passionate fan, but that's good. Hey, y'all, listen, we're going to end it on this. My man said a lot. He's always great. Like, I'm going to try to keep him on here. Like, I'm going to try to get him on Tuesdays. The only reason why he hasn't been on, last week was just because I was traveling. And I was in a, different city. So, I wanted us to, do it, face-to-face as opposed to giving y'all some sloppy audio, over the phone, what have you. But I want to thank y'all for listening. And I want to thank my man, T. Will, even though it seems like he lost some money on the Sixers, for joining me.
Stop, man. Don't put that out there.
Nah. That's just me joking.
My money's real.
Yeah, his money's real. But I just want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Peace.